Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us on the line is our legal analyst, expert in all things legalese, Paul Cambria, attorney, joining us live to talk about what is the latest. Even since we talked to you less than 24 hours ago, Paul, in the state mask mandate, now officially a stay ordered by a judge, at least until Friday. Where does this stand now? Do people have to wear a mask when they're out in a public place? Where is the mask mandate?
Well, because a stay was granted by the appellate court, or at least one of the justices, until the full court hears it on Friday, the mask mandate is back in place. The original judge stayed it, and the stay has been stayed. So that takes it back to the original situation where the mask mandate was in place. So it's in place.
What are you expecting now with this stay and the arguments now that will be heard on Friday morning?
Well, of course, the whole issue is going to be whether or not the state health department had the authority to do it, whether or not it should be a legislative act. I'm sure the court is already researching it and going to be ready for a quick decision. I don't think this is going to be something that takes the, you know, usually it takes a couple months to get a decision out of an appellate court, but I think this will be decided in a couple of days, and we'll probably have a window on which way they're going just from the oral argument. When we listen to it, it's broadcast, so we can listen to it and see which way they're going.
The stay, is that any comment on the case itself, or is that just giving time for, you know, the appeals court to, you know, do what it does? Does the stay kind of give us any indication on whether or not the mask mandate would stay or go?
Well, you know, someone on the court, or obviously a majority, thinks that there's enough there that it should be fully briefed on both sides, and then all five justices would have the opportunity to weigh in and make a determination. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to side with the governor. But on the other hand, it can't be dismissed as just some procedural thing. They obviously think there's an issue there worth all five judges determining. So we'll see on Friday.
And once a ruling comes in after the arguments Friday, could it be appealed again?
Yeah. Well, of course, we have one more court left in New York, and that's the Court of Appeals, where there's seven judges. And it could clearly go there. And it, you know, could go there expeditiously. The courts are geared to take these things up quickly if they have to.
This continues, and we heard from the county executive yesterday that it doesn't have any impact on the county's rule. If it was struck down, could it have an impact on the county's rule? If this was struck down because it didn't go through the legislature, could somebody then challenge the county's rule under the same idea?
Yeah. Well, what's happening in our county is the county executive still has in place so-called emergency powers. So one of the issues is going to be whether or not there is a continuing basis for emergency powers, or whether or not they should be terminated. If they are, then he couldn't put anything in place. The other issue would be whether or not he, like the Department of Health, doesn't have the authority, and there should be a legislative act. They'll clearly, the ruling will have an impact on what happens here locally. But there's an additional issue here, and that is, should his emergency powers be terminated now?
And that has to come, we've heard, from the state legislature, both chambers.
Yeah, well, locally, the issue is whether or not there is still a basis for his emergency powers, and whether or not the circumstances are such that they should be terminated or they should be extended. And you know what happens every day, we're hearing figures are up, figures are down, figures are up, figures are down. So it makes it difficult, really, to get any kind of balance there where you can say, well, it's black and it's white. You know, they should be terminated. No, they shouldn't be terminated. I mean, it's a changing thing every day.
On that point, you know, both the governor and the county executive yesterday were asked, okay, well, what is the criteria for ending the mandate? When does it come off? Whether it's in indoor public places, in schools, you know, or anything else. And neither really gave an actual answer. You know, both said, you know, vague, when we're in a better position. There wasn't really an answer there. Could that itself be used as an argument in court to say, hey, without any real answer, can this mandate be in place?
Yeah, I think it's a fresh issue. It's ripe for determination. And that is, you know, what actually has to be demonstrated to continue emergency powers. The courts are the place that those decisions are made. They need to be made. And we should, we should press that and have a decision, because look what's happening to the citizens and the businesses and so on around this roller coaster ride. And it's just not good for anybody, or especially for commerce, for business.
You know, what kind of roadblock is there to actually forcing that issue in a court? We kind of saw it play out in Williamsville over the past week, right, where initially the town board said, you know, we will fight this and, you know, we'll see if there is actually authority to enforce this mask mandate. But then there's pushback, of course, of, well, you know, it's a $300 fine and you're going to spend all this money to fight something instead of paying the fine. You mentioned it hurting businesses. You have a lot of restaurants, businesses, whatever it be, already struggling or cash strapped to find the money to fight this. Is that a big barrier, do you think, in having courts actually weigh in on this, is having the resources to go out and push the issue?
Well, in Williamsville, I think what happened is, and it was only a $300 fine, and they're saying, look, pay the fine, you know, as opposed to paying a lot of money to establish the principle. So that was kind of an economic thing, and politicians, you know, how do they look? Do they look that they're spending money appropriately in the community? And so it was kind of a political, factual thing there. As far as challenging it, you know, again, yeah, you do need funds. You need to hire lawyers. These cases are very in-depth, very difficult. I know in the 7 or 8 that I did, we spent a lot of time putting our papers together. I mean, there's a lot involved. But there are a lot of businesses who are willing and able to fund these challenges. And I wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a challenge to this emergency power of polling cars coming up soon.
You know, Paul, on the point about masks in schools, there are overlapping mandates from the state and county. The health department, Governor Hochul, Erie counties, do they all have to be lifted at the same time for mask freedom in schools?
Yeah, you have to have all of them lifted in order to have, as you say, mask freedom. Because obviously if there's one in place, then there's authority to say you need to wear masks. So sure, they all have to be knocked out, meaning even if this state, even if the appellate court Friday goes with the petitioners and said, no, the mandate, you didn't have the authority, it's legislative, then you still have to deal with polling cars in the county and take away his authority to do it as well in order to eliminate masks.
He said yesterday, it was our understanding all throughout this school year, it was a statewide decision to mandate masks in schools. Excuse me. Yesterday, the county executive said that even if the state mandate was struck down, including schools, they'd still be mandated because they are a public space, and that's what Erie County's mask mandate covers. Is that sound legally to you? Because that was really the first time we heard that.
Yeah, I think that's his position, and, you know, it's up to the courts to decide whether that's plausible thing. I think it more directly the issue is, does he have the emergency powers? Do they continue? Because without those and without a, you know, a specific factual basis, then some judge could take the position that there it's an arbitrary and capricious act on his part and block it. So there's a lot of ripe issues there that need to be decided.
Paul, always great to talk with you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That's Paul Cambria, our legal expert here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.